Not bad. You did that pretty good.
What if I couldn't read? I'd be so embarrassed.
And you know, we both use readers and glasses. Right. I'm not ashamed to admit it. Now, I might be, a little bit insecure about wearing glasses in public, mm-hmm. but I get away with it because I have bifocal contacts.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but they don't have the science perfect yet. Mm-hmm. So it's not as good as glasses, and I half the time still have to hold things 5 feet from my body to read, but I threw that on you without your glasses. So very good. Excellent job, Kevin. So with Kevin Stewart Swain, a few years ago, the Al Harlow album Now came out, and many listeners here in Pittsburgh were not hip to Al Harlow, even though they knew his music in Prism. Of course, he is the leader of Prism. And the album came out, and just about every DJ here at the station was playing it, and the phones just would light up. Well, the lead single, which actually became a real hit, was written by none other than my partner here in the studio, Kevin Stewart Swain, talking about My Mind is Running Away with You. Tell us about that.
Well, one of the interesting things, here's a little snippet. I first called that song, I Don't Hate Myself Enough to Love You. and Al was in the throes of romance at that point. And I thought, well, he's never going to sing this. So I basically changed it to suit his life right at that time. And plus, I was thinking of myself, be a nice hook. My mind is running away with you. I just quite liked it. So I changed everything. I wrote the lyrics, and we started recording it, and I actually had to ask them to dump the track. It was too slow and too low.
Really?
Yeah, so I said, let's cut it again, and we cut it again faster and higher. Now, Al says, I can never sing that song live, it's just killing me. I hope he does, though, but that's kind of the news.
That reminds me of the story with Queen, with Freddie Mercury, that Brian May brought to him the song Flash, mm-hmm. for the soundtrack for Flash Gordon. And Freddie went in the studio and came out swearing at Brian and said, I just ripped my vocal cords to sing that song. Why did you have to do it so high? But he got it in two takes and they were able to use it.
Yeah, yeah.
But when he played it live, when Queen played that live, which they didn't do a whole lot of, they brought it down a key or two.
Yeah.
Well, there is a terrific video with this song. And the song because it's got a lot of airplay. We're going to play it right now. Courtesy of Kevin Stewart Swain, this is Al Harlow from the Now album. My Mind is Running Away with You, WRCT 88.3 FM.
I've never been so sure. This is Al Harlow of Prism with my rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. Courts in session on WRCT 88.3 FM.
to Jennifer in... Boy, where? I didn't write down where Jennifer is. Well, going out to Jennifer by request, Jeff Healey, While My Guitar Gently Weeps. And that was his sophomore album. It went gold all over the world. And here in the studio with Kevin Stewart Swain, you had two good stories about him. Not only the Beatles, on who was playing bass.
Yeah, who was playing bass on the original of that song, because Paul was on piano, Eric Clapton was the lead guitar solo, so it was either John or George, and neither one of them could remember, you know?
The mystery.
Yeah. And then Jeff Healey, who I didn't know or anything, but he was playing on the island, Vancouver Island, and my friend Carl was the opening act, and afterwards they're kind of partying by the swimming pool, and Jeff Healey...
Jeff had been hydrating. And
he'd been very much hydrated, yes, he was very hydrated, and he wanted to fight Carl, blind and everything. He's just swinging and going, come on, you wimp, like, what are you afraid of me? And just challenging Carl to a fight. I don't know what Carl did. He's really... Things like that happen to Carl. And, yeah, they, I guess it dissipated in the end, but I remember that story.
Wow.
Probably over girls, right?
So really, it's always, you know, it's all, wars have been started over women, you know? Before the Jeff Healey, going out to Kim in Shadyside, and she called in, and she's excited about the Outlaws Saturday and Sunday, and that's from an album that you will not hear them play from. That's from Los Hombres Malo, 1982 Rebel Girl, and there's a story with that. The you want to keep that going and keep that music going?
Okay.
The background of Black Oak, Arkansas. Story behind Rebel Girl, single from the album, followed up the Outlaws having huge success with their big hit single with Ghost Riders in the Sky. And as the new album came out, when it was released to radio, it had been mixed so poorly that radio DJs, even fans of the Outlaws, didn't want to play the album on the air. The record label panicked. They hired a new producer to remix the album, pressed a four-track EP. Now, of course, back in 1982, there were no CDs. So all the stations were only playing vinyl, like what we do here in Quartz and Session. And by the time the new four-track was pressed, remixed, and sent to the radio stations, the album had died. And so, poor album sales. And if you're a record collector and you run across, and I've got a few copies of this in my collection, and you've run across the four-track Outlaws with the radio promo mixed for radio, it's worth a few bucks. Great tune, of course, the great Huey Thomason singing. He's singing that up in the sky now. But you won't hear the guys playing that Saturday or Sunday, but they're going to be playing some great music. And before that, we opened up with Kevin's hand-penned My Mind Is Running Away From You by Al Harlow. And I absolutely love that video. That video is a lot of fun. And if you like the song, it's worth checking out on YouTube, because it's just... song is high energy and catchy, and so is the video.
A shout out to Steve Harlow, Al's son, who remade that video. Because we kind of did what you're talking about.
Really?
I had my version of the video out with us in the rehearsal space. He added all those cars and everything to it, and color match, and did all this great stuff. So, Stephen Harlow. And before I forget, Lisa Freakrock.
Lisa,
I just want to say hi to Lisa Freakrock.
I believe her birth name is Beautiful Lisa Freakrock.
Yes.
So to
the lovely Lisa.
The lovely Lisa. Here with Kevin Stewart Swain. You listen to Quartz and Session right here on WRCT 88.3 FM. What fun. Artemis Pyle calling in earlier in the night. We got rock and roll this weekend with the Artemis Pyle Band, the Outlaws, Saturday at the Palace Theater, and the Outlaws Sunday at the Olympia Hall in East Pittsburgh for an all-acoustic show. I'm going to just be in rock and roll heaven this weekend. So talking rock and roll heaven, it's Canada, it's the late 70s, mid-70s, and Kevin Stewart Swain is in high school.
As in Brian Bentall.
Oh, well, there we go. All right.
Very young.
All right. But And you are a fan of Prism, and Prism's arch rival is the band
Trooper.
And tell the story.
Well, my first band, so at that point, it wasn't late 70s because it was a bit before, like 77 or something. And I was in my first band called Joyride. And we were rehearsing and kind of stopped to argue about who was better, Trooper or Prism. And I was on the Prism side, Al. So, you know.
And of course, Trooper, who had hits in America, they sold more albums in Canada than The Who or The Rolling Stones.
Yeah, they're like our Beatles.
Yeah, they were the Canadian Beatles. Mm-hmm. But never, like Prism, Prism had hits here in the States, but never had the huge fame that they had across the border and Canada.
Yeah, I mean, I think you got the Hot Shots album, and they never said, but that was a greatest hit, so they came out really strong because they put an album out with a chock full of really great songs and didn't say it was greatest hits, you know, Canadian style.
So. Well, let's do this. So we're going to reverse this. Mm-hmm. So you were in Prism in the avoiding the fist fight, but arguing. So instead of you picking your favorite Prism song, I'll make you pick, what's your favorite, and we'll play it right now.
Yeah.
What's your favorite Trooper song?
Well, this one kind of got overlooked because the album had tons of hits. And I mentioned it to Ray McGuire the other day, what a great lyricist he is on top of other things. But it's a song called Live from the Moon.
Oh, what a great track. Well, here it is. I think it's 1976.
Could be.
But right around there. Don't hold me to that. This is Trooper, WRCT.
Favorite Prism tune. Now I gotta say, what is your favorite Trooper song? Your favorite Prism song, because I'm on the Trooper side too.
All right, well, Lovin' Ale Harlow, I'm going back to the Henry Small days. This is when love goes wrong, and man, Henry could sing. Fade it down. This is fun. Fun live radio. Don't try this in the shower, guys.
You tell me it's all over. Cheers to one lover.
Singer, you're listening to Quartz in Session here, joined tonight by Kevin Stewart Swain. My favorite Prism song, When Love Goes Wrong. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna do something special tonight. We're gonna sign off for the purposes of the replay show that will be aired Friday morning and Sunday night, but we're gonna keep it going for another half hour. So, ladies and gentlemen, Quartz in Session is now Quartz Adjourned. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. What a ball. What great phone calls. Going to give away another pair of Rolling Stones movie passes next week. And I'm going to take a few days to recover from seeing the Armis Powell Band, the Outlaws, Saturday at the Palace Theater in Greensburg, and Sunday at the Olympia Hall in East Pittsburgh. I want to remind you guys to take care of each other. Be kind to each other and be proud to be American. Good night, Pittsburgh.
WRCT Pittsburgh. Real vinyl.
WRCT Pittsburgh, 8.3 FM, and this is the show that I have a funny name until 9 o'clock. At first, though, the radio music calendar of things going around town that I read to every week, and, shows going around. 26 is today, so let's see here tomorrow. The 27th is... Mr. Smith's Theater has Lee Frost with Emma Hunter. Thunderbird on Tuesday has West 22nd, Preserving Underground on Wednesday has Peeling Flesh with Ex-Mutant Place Blame Underneath. And Spirit Hall 8 has Square. Thursday the 30th, the Water Project has Mudvayer with Strength Decline, Joe Harland, and Frame and Manta. Finals Mr. Smalls has The Local Honeys with Abby Hamilton. Mr. Smalls Theater Proper has Fury with Josh Jams. Friday the 31st, Mr. Smalls Theater has The Rex with Thornboy and Wall Carpets. Mr. Smalls Funhouse has Ed Neon and Joe Mardash. Berlin Center has Sandy Lowe, Veronica Lynn, Lace Berries, and Planet Jackpot. Thunderbird has Beauty Slap with Big Blitz. And November evening, Saturday, November 1st, Sisters Pittsburgh Benefit at Glitterbox featuring The Zomberries, Amy Slimehouse, The Pixie Cuts, and Jay. Scary Moore, Bat Romance Quartet, and Brass Sabbath. Spirit Hall has Heather Johnson with Batman. Stevie has the Tracker. Darwin Center has Crush Core, Kosheri, and Pet Sitter. Mr. Smalls Funhouse has Mr. Smalls Post-Halloween Party featuring Honk If You're Lonely as the Silver Jews, Valley View as the Voids, Missionary as Operation Ivy, Super Tall as the Pixies, and Boy Scouts as Pine Grove. And Thunderbird has Easy Bake with Saka and Banda. So if you represent a Pittsburgh-related musician, band, or venue, and like to list your events by calendar, please send an email with all the details to music-calendar@wrct.org. Calendars update each week on Wednesday afternoons, so get in before that. And there's a track by Burning Death on Calgary Records, and then we'll go from there. Talk in a bit.
this is God. Whenever I'm in Pittsburgh, which is always because I'm omnipresent, I listen to every radio station at the same time, including WRCT.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
We'll be right back. listening to the show too, that I have a human name. My name is Bear, and I am here to get you up to date on what I've been listening to. That is Fessus from Austria with their Passion Ether and our Titanious Tomb. Before that, Adam Graves with their Distress Beacon off the album Terminal Limit became the first year. New Species, a band from Poland, and Twinback Rapids, I think, that was Badge, the masterpiece off the album called Changelings. And you heard Burning Death from the US starting there off at the self-titled release on Calibre Records. Alright, before I get back to the music, help protect your family from flu this season by taking three easy steps. First, get yourself and your family a flu shot. It's quick and can protect you as season. Second, take every action to help prevent the spread of germs like flu, cover the cough, stay home from work, or school for sick.